the spirit of writing or whatever it was, an angel or something would just come, and I just couldn't type fast enough. And I would just sit there and weep or laugh. And just encounter after encounter, it was like I was just put on like a glove. And everything just came together. And when I was done writing, I got my 50,000 words. I threw up my hands and went, I wrote a book. And that was just part of the process. From there, I had some editing done. But what I wanted to do is one of my spiritual daughters was going to Berkeley University, and so I called her, and she said she would help me with the book. And I said, can we get together? And I said, I'll come down there to you. So I went to the Bay Area, went to Berkeley, very open space in Berkeley, spiritually speaking. And so for 3 days, we broke the book down, broke it down. And by then, I don't know if you've written a book, you know, by then you were like, I don't want anything else to do with this book. Just give it to the editor and that's it. I'm done. That's how I felt. I was like, I was so done. She goes, nope, we got to do more. I went, I don't have any more. There's nothing else there. Okay? Nothing. So she sat at the keyboard and I sat behind her on the bed and she said, okay, talk to me. Tell me about this. And she drew out of me. She was like my muse. She drew out of me more and more and more and more. That night I went to bed. She had a 2-bedroom. And when I was sleeping, I had a visitation of the ungodly kind. It wasn't scary, but a man in black came into the room and tried to get in bed with me. It wasn't sexual. He just tried to get in bed with me. And I pushed him out of bed. It wasn't fearful. I just went, no, this is not going to work. And he left the room. And I got up in the morning, and I was standing in the doorway. And she got up, and she was standing in her doorway. And she said, I dreamed about your family all night. And I said, well, I had a visitation. And she goes, did he have a black top hat and a cape? I went, yeah, he did. She goes, oh, he shows up every time I'm doing something great. So, to say that, obstacles will happen. Eh. That's what you need to do. Eh. And some of you that need to push that button...